Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 79. A chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight, partly cloudy with a low around 59. Showers become likely on Friday, cloudy with our high of 76, and showers continue into Friday night with a low of 60. Lingering showers early Saturday morning, then sunny with a high of 79 and partly cloudy and 60 throughout Saturday night, and some rain possible throughout Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 59 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier with kickoff of July 1st over the weekend. Not only was it the celebration for 4th of July over the weekend, but it was also the enforcement of new laws that were passed during the legislative session in the state legislature that included SB 180, known as the Women's Bill of Rights. As over the weekend, LGBTQ members across the state of Kansas held rallies fighting the bill, saying it was discriminatory to individuals who don't identify as their biological sex.
So many people say that trans lives or queer lives are impacting them in negative ways. And I just want to offer that humanity does not impact anyone that way.
Supporters of SB 180 say that it protects women, but in reality, it sets a dangerous precedent that lays groundwork for complete erasure of transgender and non-binary Kansans.
That audio from Cake News. The bill does define an individual's sex based on their biological sex at birth and prevents individuals from changing their genders on state-issued IDs.
It starts with you. You reach out to Cake News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Cake News, always on your side.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today. While many celebrated 4th of July celebrations across the state of Kansas for the weekend, almost 200 individuals had to struggle without power in northwest Kansas over the weekend after powerful storms blew through on Friday evening with even a touchdown of a tornado. As KWCH News reports, the city of Russell, Kansas, had reported a tornado from law enforcement on the ground between Victoria and Gorham, where the storm also included heavy rains and it produced flooding in the area with winds up to 75 miles an hour, leading to knocked down power lines and significant street flooding.
Looking off towards 2, Laura.
Audio from KWCH News. Over the weekend, the storms did move eastward, moving into the Goodland and Colby areas, where they reported near 50 to 60 mile an hour winds over the weekend and up to quarter sized hail moving through into Sherman County, with the outage maps coming from Midwest Energy covering those areas for Hays, Kansas.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind, so let us design a policy for you.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. After the Supreme Court of the United States last week shut down the student loan forgiveness program proposed by the Biden administration, Nebraska Attorney General Mike Hilgers said he joins forces with the six other states that challenged it in the lawsuit, saying that it was a power grab from the Biden administration and says there's a right and wrong way to address certain issues like debt for students.
Well, I know what it's like. I was there. My wife and I had two sets of student loans when we first got married. I understand the struggle. I have a lot of empathy for those people who are struggling under that debt or any other debt. But I would say beyond that, there is a right way and a wrong way under our system of government, and the ends don't justify the means.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4. According to Forbes magazine, they say the average student loan borrower in the state of Nebraska has student loans averaging just under $31,000. Overall nationwide, there's near $1.78 trillion of student loan debt, averaging students paying $300 a month and taking almost 10 years to pay off the debts.
Hi, I'm Jeff Aiken. Join me every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network for the latest market updates, the most up-to-date ag news, interviews with the newsmakers, and market analysis. Whether you need the latest prices on grains, livestock, oil, or the stock market, you will be informed with the latest information that affects you and your business. The Mid-America Ag Network is your source for the news and information that impacts the ag industry. Check out market information and ag news with me, Jeff Aiken, every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Dodging Mother Nature's fireworks Tuesday, both Washington and Blue Rapids just finished displays before thunderstorms moved in. The fireworks at Centralia Lake were postponed until this Saturday due to the weather. Marysville fireworks are also on tap this Saturday evening at the Lakeview Sports Complex in conjunction with the Skyfest activities. KNDY will simulcast the soundtrack live Saturday evening on AM 1570, FM 94.1 at 10 o'clock. Skyfest activities begin at 5:30, the concert at 7. The hot air balloon glow begins at 9 with the fireworks at 10. Pre-fair judging for the Washington County Fair is Thursday in Washington with the Fashion Review at 7 p.m. at High School Gym. Pre-fair judging a week earlier this year to accommodate availability of facilities. Public is invited to the Fashion Review. Pre-fair judging in Marshall County is Friday at Marysville Junior Senior High School. Arts and crafts, building creations, clothing, and photography will be judged. A grass fire near Barnes last week had rekindled after hay bales had caught fire days earlier and involved some 90 acres. Air support extinguishing the fire, which included difficult terrain with some tree lines, was denied by state authorities. An injury accident was reported in Marshall County June 24th near Frankfort on K99 south of Quail Road at around 6:30 a.m. Reese Kenworthy of Frankfort lost control, went off the road and rolled several times. The driver was transported to a Manhattan hospital. The annual Lynn Picnic kicks off Friday with co-ed softball, a pulled pork supper Friday evening, and a dance at 8. The activities continue Saturday with a 5K run walk, a vendor fair, kids fishing, German meal, cornhole, free swimming. Parade Saturday begins at 5 with a demolition derby at 7. Barnston Community Day kicks off Friday with the annual Fireman's Barbecue and Fun in the Park beginning at 6, including a tractor pull for the little kids. Saturday and Sunday, a flea market will run throughout the day with a 5K, 1 mile run walk, 3-on-3 basketball tournament, cornhole, and a street dance Saturday evening. Sunday wraps up in Barnston with a scavenger hunt at 4, plus the garden tractor pull as well. American Legion Riders will host a bike show and barbecue contest in Seneca this Saturday. Free will donation barbecue dinner serves 4:30 till 7. Live music throughout the day from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Registration for the bike show at 11 a.m. Awards at 2 on Saturday in Seneca. Kansas State University President Richard Linton made several stops in Washington County June 27th as part of a statewide tour of communities and businesses. He toured Oldie Dairy, Kansas Territory Brewing, and visited the Horse Soldier Monument at the courthouse. Linton talks about the Ag Initiative, which includes the Kansas visits.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
From a programmatic standpoint, we've got this new project, which is the Ag Innovation Project. And so we have done a lot of work at Kansas State to be able to support the business school, to be able to support engineering, and also to be able to support architecture. But the one industry that we haven't been able to support from a better facility standpoint has been the number one economic component in the state, which is agriculture. And so this past year, with the dean's really, really hard work, we've decided that we're going to try to help grow agriculture with new facilities, with empowering people in leadership.
Marjorie J. Mayer Harland, age 98, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville United Methodist Church. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Mayer Harland. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, barbecue chicken with baked beans, coleslaw, and pineapple. Tomorrow, salmon patties, cornbread, scalloped potatoes, peas, and carrots. KNDY News, time is 7:15.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid-70s and mid-80s. There will be a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight, otherwise mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and mid-60s. Showers and thunderstorms become more likely on Friday, staying cloudy with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers on and off over Friday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and mid-60s. These showers may linger early Saturday morning, then staying partly sunny with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 50s and mid-60s. Another round of showers possible early on Sunday, otherwise sunshine with our highs in the upper 70s and mid-80s. Then clearing up over Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Temperatures warming up as we head into next week. Sunshine on Monday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. And clear skies over Monday night with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early July 90, record high on this date 108. The average low 69, the record low 52. Sunset this evening 8:57, sunrise in the morning at 6:07. 60 degrees on this sixth day in July, and that's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Bite Me Barbecue has more. Come stop by the bar, the salad bar, that is. Stop by daily from 11 until 7 and grab a salad to dine in or take away. $9 for a single trip or $12 for all you can eat. Call for all your catering needs. Barbecue and more. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
The Braves keep bashing. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. After their long winning streak was snapped the night before, the Braves look to start a new streak at Cleveland. Top first, Matt Olson got the party started.
And Matt hits one to the right side. That'll find a hole, and it's 1-0 Atlanta. A base hit in the right field. And the Braves score early.
The call on 680 AM, The Fan. Atlanta pushed across a four spot in the first and hit four home runs to cruise to an 8-1 victory over the Guards. More baseball, Red Sox Rangers in Boston, bottom one.
Ground ball, base hit up the middle and through. Duran comes around and he will score without a throw. And the Red Sox lead 1-0.
The call on WEEI, Justin Turner started the scoring for Boston and they never looked back, downing the Rangers 4-2. In Phoenix, the Mets were down to their last bullet, trailing 1-0, top nine.
Hit in the air, deep right field. There goes McCarthy back to the wall. It's gone! Alvarez ties the game.
The call on WCBS. The Mets added one more in the ninth to edge Arizona 2-1. The Orioles were trailing the Yankees 2-1 in the sixth in New York when Jordan Westberg came up clutch.
He lifts into left field. A diving attempt and a miss for Jake Bowers. Home comes Aaron Hicks. Right behind him is Colton Cowser. The Orioles take the lead.
The call on WBAL. Baltimore held on for a 6-3 win. Phils double up the Rays 8-4, sending Tampa to its fourth straight loss. Reds beat the Nats 9-2. Marlins outscored the Cardinals 10-9, and the Twins shut out the Royals 5-0. Mike Trout will be out 4 to 8 weeks after having surgery on his broken wrist. Former Celtics forward Grant Williams is heading to Dallas, 4 years, $53 million, as part of a three-team sign-and-trade deal. The Spurs get Reggie Bullock and a Dallas first-round pick swap in 2030. The Mavericks and Celts receive 2 second-round picks. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
The summer fun continues this week with a pottery exhibit featuring Sue Edelmachy opening Thursday and continuing through July at the Arts Center in Marysville. Marshall County Community Band performs Thursday evenings at the Kester House Gardens downtown at 7:30. The Sky Fest Saturday evening is family fun with free entertainments and more, capped by fireworks, which will be choreographed at the Lakeview Sports Complex. And on air, tune KNDY FM 95.5 or AM 1570 this Saturday night. Be a part of the excitement this weekend in Marysville. An invitation from these proud community merchants: Free CPA, Kramer Oil and CJ Express, East and West, and Tension Envelope.
Growing and continuing to serve you, Crown Over Auto Sales in Marysville has a full lot ready for all your spring and summer road trips. Don't see what you like? Pop in and let Ethan and Andrew find your dream ride from Crown Over Auto Sales, East Highway 36 in Marysville, or visit online at crownoverautosales.com.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, today is Thursday, July the 6th. Before we get going on today and giving reports all day long today, let's first check back in on Wednesday. See how Wednesday finished. July corn, 548 and a quarter. That's down 9. September corn, down 2 3/4 at 485 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for July, 849 and a quarter, up 50 and a half. Kansas City wheat, September, 846 and a quarter, up 49 and 3/4. July oats finished at 402 and a half, up 23 and a quarter. September oats, 412 3/4. That's finishing up 25. Looking at soybeans for July, down 14 and 3/4 at 1547 and a quarter. August soybeans, 1468 3/4. That's up 1. Looking at cotton for July, 82.45. That's down 98 cents. October cotton also down 98 cents at 81.58. Taking a look at live cattle for August, 174.95. Now that's down $1.87.5. Live cattle for October, $177.87.5. And that's down $1.45. Your high was $179.32.5. Low, $177.80. Feeder cattle for August, $244.70. That's down $3.20. Your high was $248.85. Low, $244.35. Feeder cattle for September, $248.15. That's down $3.22.5. And that's your market information. We'll keep you up to date all day long today right here.
The Kia Summer Sales event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In June, see why the all-new Kia K5 leaves our competitors in the dust. Ready to upgrade your Nissan Altima, Honda Accord, Toyota Camry, or Ford Fusion? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new K5 and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today, with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine prints and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old sedan and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia K5 today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see you in a Midwest Kia. lifetime warranty valid till June 30th.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Bailey Farmer. Agritourism has been gaining popularity lately, and producers have been using it for their farm operations to generate additional revenue. K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McGowan discusses factors producers need to know about when having third parties on their farm and selling meat to consumers. He talks about the legal standpoint of producers having third parties come to their operations and what risks are included.
When we've got a lot of types of agritourism activities on the farm that are used by farmers and ranchers to generate additional income. And there are various laws that govern liability issues. There are recreational use statutes that provides greater liability protection. But anytime we have third parties, whether they're guests or not, come on the premises and they get injured somehow, then there's that potential that the landowner could be liable. And a lot of it depends on their particular status.
He talks about the difference between selling a live animal and processed meat and the regulations that go with both.
The law treats the producer differently when the live animal is sold to the buyer compared to if the sale of processed beef is what is sold. If you want to buy beef directly from a cattle producer, what the law does is treat that transaction differently. The matter turns on whether the animal owner is the end consumer, and that's the key point. If the cattle producer sells processed beef to the buyer, then we have a bunch of rules that come into play with respect to the processing of that beef. The processing of it has to occur in an inspected facility. The producer is also subject to licensing and labeling and insurance requirements. But if the producer sells the live animal to the buyer, then it becomes the buyer's animal, and the buyer can do what they want in terms of having that meat processed. That allows the producer to do the processing if the buyer wants the producer to do it, because it's the buyer's animal. It's not the producer's animal. And then the farmer can sell any remaining beef not initially purchased to another buyer. So that means that we need to control that purchase arrangement by contract and clearly state that it is the live animal that's being sold, not the processed meat.
McGowan discusses what contract factors to think about when selling processed meat.
If you're selling the specific animal, that animal needs to be identified. The calculation of the price needs to be detailed, how you're going to make payment, plus any processing fee, as well as making sure that the purchase agreement is clear that the meat can't be resold or donated. And make sure that when the animal is the buyer's property, when does title transfer to the buyer? But the key point is that the owner of the animal and the consumer of the beef have to be the same person. I think the take home out of this one is make absolutely sure if you're going to do this, that you have a good custom harvest agreement so that you can use that custom exempt processing option that's in the law.
That was K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McGowan with the legal side of direct-to-consumer sales with processed meat. I'm Bailey Farmer, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Upwards of 400 head of cattle for the early consignments include 40 mostly black steers and heifers weighing 400 to 700 pounds, 37 mixed steers and heifers 400 to 700, 10 black heifers weigh 450 to 500, 70 mixed yearling steers 600 to 700, 70 mixed yearling heifers 600 to 700, 60 black, red, red and white face yearling steers 625 to 675. 10 black steers weigh 650 to 7 and a quarter, 30 black steers and heifers 7 to 750, 40 mostly black steers 7 to 8, 8 black heifers weigh 750 to 8, and 8 mostly black heifers at 1,000 pounds. 11 a.m. start for this week's sale at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Don't rely on seed packets to know when your crops will mature. We will share a little secret from pros today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits. benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, July 6th, the 187th day of the year. Actor Sylvester Stallone celebrates a birthday, and baseball's first All-Star game was played on this day in 1933. If you're an All-Star with a calculator, it could be a real benefit in the garden, and here's why. Most crops require a certain accumulation of heat to mature rather than a span of days. That's why commercial growers calculate growing degree days or heat units to estimate maturity. Throughout the season, each day's mean temperature is calculated. Then a base number is subtracted to determine the heat units for that day. Calculating accumulated heat is a more accurate way to determine maturity during unusually cool or warm growing season. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more growing advice online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 60 here on the 6th day in July. How about that? Middle 70s on a mild high, seasonably cooler temperatures than normal for early July.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Jeremy Heim. Starting with Major League Baseball, Angels All-Star outfielder Mike Trout underwent successful surgery Wednesday to repair a broken hammock bone he sustained when he fouled off a pitch Monday night. Manager Phil Nevin confirmed the standard projected timeline of 4 to 8 weeks for his return. Kansas City Royals were back in action last night as they continued their series with the Twins, and the Twins come out on top as they score 5 runs on 5 hits. The Royals score no runs on 4 hits and come up short. Kansas City will now move on and start a new series with the Cleveland Guardians starting tonight. First pitch, 6:10. And a scary moment in a Major League Baseball game last night with the New York Yankees as Baltimore Orioles rookie shortstop Gunnar Henderson overthrew first base and hit a cameraman in the face. So far, it has been stated that the cameraman is recovering but is continuing tests in the hospital. That's your Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
Kay, with all your singing talent back in Houston, Nashville's all you talked about. I sold everything I own to bring you here. Now you'll be famous, there's no doubt. Last week you knocked them out in New York. Tonight Chicago's going wild. Your record on the jukebox don't sound bad. Kay, I'm living, yet I'm dying, staring out at Music City from my cab. Caution lights blink out their warning. Some old Big Ben clock chimes 3 a.m. Starving hound dog, search a trash can. My gas tank could use $10 worth again. All the potholes here on Main Street jar my ribcage, I could cuss. The crowd of nightlife people look so sad. Kay, I'm living, yet I'm dying, staring out at Music City from my cab. Young soldiers from Fort Campbell told me how they won the war in Afghanistan. Sirens echo through an alley. Some woman said somebody stabbed a man. I rushed Miss Teenage to the doctor. She begged to give the child my name. I can't count the cups of coffee that I've had. Kay, I'm living, yet I'm dying, staring out at Music City from my cab. 2 rose petals on my front seat, falling from the bouquet Jimmy took to June. Jim kept mumbling through his teardrops, God, she'll leave this world with flowers in her room. Kay, I showed some drunk your picture, and he made a smart remark. I hit him in the mouth, boy, was I mad. Kay, I'm living, yet I'm dying, staring out at Music City from my cab. Fiddlestick, guitars, and pianos, how they play. Finding out the latest sounds from Music City, USA. Hey, although I know I brought you to the swinging music world, I miss pictures of those happy times we had. Hey, I'm living, yet I'm dying, staring out at Music City from my cab. Hey, I'm living, yet I'm dying, staring out at Music City from my
Burning your ticket for